Hey now, everybody. Hey now. Welcome to a brand new edition of Over the Line. We are back, baby, and we are live for some of you. But maybe it's not live, and if that's the case, it's okay, because you're still getting to enjoy brand new Over the Line content. My buddy John Bird here.
Hey, everybody.
Who has had a very, very bad week. We will get into that. Mm-hmm. My buddy Tony Gump,
Tony,
as always.
Hello.
The real trooper of the show, and a special guest, P. Diddy, the tag along here.
Did you know his name, Peyton, is the same as Peyton Manning's? That is so cool.
Yeah, I did know that, actually.
He's the smartest football player ever, Peyton Manning.
He is. Do you know that I came up with that name? I gave it to him.
Did you really?
Yeah, gave it to him at the hospital.
Just like that?
Yeah. They just asked me, and I said, how about Peyton?
Then I
gave him my middle name, Carson.
Peyton Carson?
Yep.
I like that, man. Hey, that would be a good actor's name. Peyton Carson?
NCIS, Los Angeles, starring Peyton Carson.
Okay. Peyton, how are you today, sir?
I'm good.
You're going to be Mr. Cool Guy? I can't hardly see your eyes. What's the deal with this hairstyle?
I'm getting it cut Tuesday.
So. Tuesday.
I think it's the poodle look. I have a poodle.
It is. You look like Kanye downstairs. You actually. Well, Kanye's got a more of a haircut than he does right now. What happened to your poodle, by the way?
Oh, he got groomed and all that, so he's fresh. But for a while there, it's like you could barely see his eyes. But when it came out, it was like Jeepers Creepers.
They whacked that guy. Like I don't feel like he's got anything left. I'm like, oh God, they got another dog that's going to be screaming at me every time I walk in.
Oh, it'll come back. It grows back. It's going from puppy hair to adult hair, supposedly.
Man, this place is like Fort Knox, but we've got a guard dog that will take you out in a matter of 2 seconds. You won't even know what hit you.
Better believe it.
Because that dog, even though I know that dog knows me, treats me as an intruder every time I walk in the door.
Treats everyone.
Yeah. Which is probably a good thing. So here we decided to go live. This is our first time going live on the weekend, and we were like, you know, it's going to be hit or miss. We, you know, it's whatever. But said to ourselves, now is a better time than ever to do this because of the awful week that you, John Bird, have had. Mm-hmm. You've had a really, really bad week.
You know, I have to go back several years to find a week that's been this bad.
Really?
It's been one thing after another. You know, it's like, ooh, okay, I can handle that. Kapow! Oh, I can handle that. Kaboom! It's been like forever. And I don't know if it's over. Okay,
yeah.
We've still got Sunday.
Yeah, there's one more. And we had the discussion on the show that it comes in threes. And as you were counting the three, you were saying, oh, okay, here's the end. Oh, wait, there's another thing. So the three started over.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you've done a count since then.
Five.
We're at five, so there is one more thing to come.
Probably.
You got a six-pack.
Probably, most likely.
Mm. I hate that, man.
But, you know, I was thinking I was really bummed out last night, and I should have talked to my girlfriend. She'd have made me feel better, but I was, like, so down. I was like, I'm going to bed early, and poor me. And I woke up this morning, and I was still feeling rough, and it just hit me when I went into work. How do I get this out? How do I get this poison, as it were, out of my system?
Right.
I wrote a song.
Oh, my God.
I wrote a song while I was running the board for Jim Butthairs, and all of the, you can say Butthair, Jim Butthair.
Can I just say that writing a song while producing, like running Jim Butters' show is a full-time job, right?
Yes.
And so writing a song during that actually takes a tremendous amount of talent.
Yeah, so I'm real pleased with it. I'm going to do it later on. And I'm going to purge myself to the internet, to the interweb, to the world.
So this song is going to help you release all the bad energy. Because I had a conversation with you earlier this week, and I said, you know, when it comes to bad things happening, it's easy and it's human nature to hang on to that bad energy.
Yes.
And I don't necessarily say, woe is me, but it's like you're... you're thinking on it. You kind of keep it around instead of letting it go and say, you know what, the next thing that's going to happen is going to be better. And that's hard to do. I don't even know how to do that necessarily. But that's the way to do it. And so maybe you have come up with a new tactic and get rid of that negative energy by writing music. Yes.
And I will never perform it again.
Oh, this is a one-off.
This is a one-off. This is get the negative energy out. It's gone. I will ball up the paper. Maybe I'll tear it. But I'm going to kill that negative energy and throw it away.
Wow.
Because I took your advice up to the third one. And then I was like, everything great. And the fourth thing happened, I was like, holy crap. What's, you know, and then the fifth one happened. And then you see how I need to get rid of that negative energy.
Well, let's start from the top.
Okay.
So you... What started off on this bad streak?
Okay, I had a bad feeling when the weather, you know, we were worried about the weather. So all of the producers, AJ, Steve West, and myself, and Damien on Jocks, we all spent the night Monday night. And fortunately, it wasn't too bad, but I didn't sleep well. I slept on that couch that has been around since probably the 70s.
Yeah, and listen, we in the sense of that, I thought a lot about this. With that couch, we don't want the audience to think that we are pinning any past radio, because we got a handful of people that's been in the business for a long time.
Right.
We don't want to pin anybody to that couch, but people, there's a lot of people in the radio business that have come and gone.
Yes.
No pun intended.
A lot of people have laid on that couch and sat on that couch and done, you know, and... you know, smoke cigarettes and all kind of other stuff on that couch. So I didn't have my blow-up mattress. It blew. It had a hole in it.
Okay.
So
was that a new thing that happened? Is that part of the deal, or is
I had to throw that away. So I said, well, I'll just sleep on the couch that shall not be named. And I brought my big old wide white comforter. And it's huge. So I laid it down on the couch, and you can drape most of it over the back. So when you lay down, it covers the whole thing. So you lay down, and then you take that piece from the back, and you pull it over you, and then you're wrapped up like a burrito.
Mm.
So I said, I'm going to sleep good, but it was not quite long enough. I went to bed about 3, and it was absolutely miserable.
Mm.
I forgot my toothbrush.
Oof.
Yeah. That's bad.
I was wondering, because during the show, like, while you're producing, people come in and out of the producer's booth all the time, and it drives me nuts because it distracts you from doing the show. And I noticed a couple of people come in on that day, but they immediately turned around and walked out. Nobody was really bugging you, so maybe it was a fact you didn't brush your teeth.
You didn't have deodorant either.
Oof.
I mean, I pretty much forgot everything. But so anyway, I got through it. I wore pretty much the same clothes that I wore the day before. And everything went great. The show went great and everything. Then that afternoon, I said, well, Tuesday afternoon, I'm not going, you know, I'm not going to go. I'm not sleeping up here anymore. I'm going home. I can't wait. So I got there. I hadn't looked at my car in a couple of days. Well, I was on the bad side of the building where all the wind blows.
Right.
And mine was the only car out there. And it had a gigantic sheet of ice down the whole side of the car.
On one side of the car.
On one side. So I guess maybe it was blowing sideways with the wind. The other side was fine.
Why do you park on that side of the building?
I don't know. I just like it. I don't know.
I'd never park on that side of the building.
I used to park on the other side, but I wish I had parked on the other side now. Because I was like, well, I've got nothing to scrape this with, and I can't get the door open. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I go in the driver's side. I push against it. I can't get it open. So I lay down, and I put my feet on the door, and I go, and finally it opens. It goes, and it opens. And I'm like, okay, finally. But I can't see. My windshield is frozen. I mean, I'm not going to get home.
Tony Gump, this guy's a mess.
It is so...
He's a mess.
So cold outside. So I'm saying, okay, I got to find something to scrape this with. And I tried an old debit card and it broke. And that was a joke. So then I was saying, you know, thinking, well, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So then I remembered that I was doing some work at my girlfriend's house with sheetrock. And you apply sheetrock mud with a putty knife. I had a putty knife under my driver's seat.
Is that a good idea?
Yes, it actually can work very well. So I'm able to get, I've got my car running. I've got the defrost going wide open. And I spent about 10 minutes trying to scrape down on the windshield. I haven't even looked at the side. So I finally go over to the side, and I'm trying to scrape it, and it's not moving. I mean, it's not giving at all. And so I take it, and I try and stick it down, like if I was going to break into it, you know, how you can stick down and one thing. So I'm going, and I'm moving it back and forth and dragging it. And I'm like, okay, all right. And I try and bring it down, and it goes, I'm like, oh, crap. I'm cursing by now.
I can visually see this, by the way. Yes. I'm picturing this in my head, looking out of the window at the station and seeing John Bird in the parking lot.
Just cussing up a storm. Forgive me, everyone. But finally, right there where like the window goes in, I was able to scrape it down enough, and I pushed the button, and it went. And it went down. About halfway, it wouldn't go down anymore. I said, oh. So I pushed it, and it went, oh, no, 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 come on. So then it started leaning in and wouldn't go up. So then I'm pushing against it and trying to push the button. And then I realized, holy shit, I'm going to have to drive home. And it was like 18 degrees.
Yeah, it was cold. It was cold that day.
So fortunately, I had my big jacket with my hoodie, and I tied it up real tight. And then I figured, okay. My hands, I can't have my hands freeze because I'll run off the road. I've got to drive. So I turned on the heat wide open, and I positioned one hand on 10, and then I had to position the other hand on 7 because the heater was down there.
Well, you really put some thought into this.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to get every ounce of heat I can out of this car.
So I back it out, and I start to head home. And I get on the interstate. I'm not going very fast, but my God, it was like Antarctica. And I'm trying to keep my head, like, turned to the side. And finally, after, it normally takes me about 18 to 20 minutes. After a half hour, I finally get home. And, I mean, I am dying. So the next day comes around. And, of course, I'm coming up here. I go to see my girlfriend. And I'm on the interstate the whole time. So it's... So... The next day, I'd say, well, I'm going to get a nice hot shower. So I hop in the shower.
So anyway, we're on part two.
Yes.
Okay.
So I hop in the shower, and I turn on the water, and I always go, whoop, and I scoop back so the water doesn't get to me because it takes a minute.
The visuals. I should have stopped the visuals on the last one.
The sound effects, too.
And the sound effects.
I scoot it back. And so you know how you stick your hand in the water and go, whoop, that's still cold. I say, whoop, that's still cold. 3 minutes go by. Crap, it doesn't take that long. 6 or 7 minutes go by. I'm like, oh, no. Finally, after about 8 minutes, I'm like, okay, I can't get a shower.
There's no hot water.
Right. So it'll be 2 days in a row. I haven't bathed.
Oh, no.
So I go downstairs, and I look, and the hot water heater, there's water all over the floor.
Oh, that's the worst
feeling.
And
the flame won't work. And I'm like, oh, that's bad. Fortunately, I was able to go to Plant Fitness. Shout out Plant Fitness. Yeah. And I went to get a shower there. Unfortunately, I had gone after everyone had worked out and had their showers. So I turned on the water. I didn't go in this time. And I stick my hand there, and it's cold. And I said, okay, it takes a minute. 2 or 3 minutes. It's cold. 7 or 8 minutes later, I'm like, my God, I'm going to have to take a shower in here because all the hot water's out.
But how does Planet Fitness run out of hot water?
Well, just when they have high times where people are working out a lot, the heating system has to heat it back up. Well, in this case, I finally was like, I've got my head's itching. I've got lice up there. So I stick my head just a little bit into that water, and it's like bees stinging. And I get my head and shoulders, and I go, I'm trying to go really fast. And then I'm thinking, oh, my God, I got to put my body in there. I just can't do it. And then one good thing happened. It heated up. And then it went cold again. And then I realized, okay, next time it heats up, I got to move quick. So I'm ready. And as soon as it heats up, I hurry and get my shower and everything. So everything's great. So I'm feeling, you know, I'm feeling a little bit better.
Let's assess that before we move on to the third one, because could you imagine the other patrons of Planet Fitness, and they walk into the shower, and they're like, there's a homeless guy over here who smells like a dead body, and he's jumping in and out of the shower with these strange sound effects. And then he's frantically rubbing his head like he's being attacked by bees. I'm surprised they didn't reach out to management and say, hey, you're going to have to do something about this guy.
Everybody was done working out. I was pretty much by myself. Now, the guy did look at me weird because, like, I came in and said, you know, like, I had my bag. Like, I was ready to work out. I said, what's up? And so then 15 minutes later, I come back out and said, see you later.
The bird comes in, and he's holding his bag, and he's turning his arm, trying to show some muscle, like, yeah, I'm about to work out. What's up?
Yeah. So, So I go back home, and it's very cold for some reason. The heat works, but it's just cold. So I just keep my jacket on, and I'm just lamenting about everything. And then I get an alert on my phone. I'm like, what the heck is this? So then I go to my bank, which shall remain unnamed, and I look, and $120 just came out of my account.
For what?
For Amazon purchase. Now, I'd buy stuff from Amazon, but I didn't buy anything from there.
Mm.
So I go and look.
This is not like an Indian costume or something?
No.
That you forgot about?
No, I always return those.
Okay.
So I look, and I don't recognize it. I'm like, I need that money. That money is a big part of what I had set aside to go to the doctor so I could get my, say it with me,
Adderall.
Yes. So I've got 4 pills left. So now I'm determining, okay, all right, 4 pills, January 31st. That's not good. So I decided to go every other day without it.
Mm.
And right now I've got two left.
We got advice from the audience on ways to not just... and I'm sorry, since my child is here, that I got to talk about this, but not to necessarily have to spread it out, but ways to take it that is more effective. I mean, you could try snorting a half of Adderall and see if it feels like a full one.
Well, but it's in a caplet, so that's really hard to do.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a way. Hey, you heat it up in a spoon and... You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I need to shoot it like heroin. It works pretty good when I just...
Is that something we can Google? The best way to take your Adderall according to a drug addict?
Yeah, I guess.
No,
I
mean, we won't do that. We won't. Yeah, so we did have one listener text in, and he said, John Bird, you should try taking your Adderall rectally.
Yeah, I don't know if my butthole will break down the caplet.
Mm.
I don't know if it has the stuff inside it to break it down.
Your body is quite the machine. Like, it does some pretty amazing things. I heard yesterday, and I heard this on Fish Tank. Alex Stein, by the way, is on Fish Tank right now. Mm-hmm. He said if you have a bowl of soy sauce and you dip your sack into it, you can actually taste the soy sauce. See, he knows. I don't know how he knows. I've never said that before. But he said you can actually taste the soy sauce. So I'm thinking if you do the Adderall, then it probably does the same thing.
Well, I don't want to taste the Adderall because that's why it's in the caplet.
Well, you probably wouldn't taste it, but it obviously works its way up to this area. And Adderall works on the brain, right?
Well, I don't know what would happen.
The soy sauce thing.
Is that... Don't tell. I don't want to know if you tried it.
Is he gonna rub Adderall on his balls?
I heard it doesn't work.
You heard it from what? The internet or somebody you know? Turn your mic towards you.
Somebody I know.
Somebody you know tried it. Turn your mic. Point your mic at your mouth. There you go, buddy.
These youngsters.
Yeah.
Okay. Man. Well, we're not gonna talk about who that is. I don't want to know who it is.
Yeah, let's not address it.
But it's I think it's scientifically proven. Anyways, this is not about soy sauce. This is right. about Adderall. Right. And I'm not saying you should do that. And by the way, YouTube, this is not medical advice.
No.
We are just speculating on what could work when you've only got 4 Adderall left.
Mm-hmm. And like 11 days.
You know, left. You don't want to shoot it. You don't want to you don't want to snort it.
No.
You don't want to put it up the poop chute.
Nope.
So there's really not a lot of options left except go every other day.
You could split it in the thirds and do it each day. That would come out,
but
right?
But it's a caplet, though.
Oh, yeah. It's like a time release, like liquid deal.
Yeah, it's a... XR. And see, the thing is, and I can't believe my bank did this, which will remain unnamed.
Just say it. Say who they are. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, don't know.
And give us your bank number.
give us your debit card number.
They're going to dispute it, but I ain't going to put the money back in my account.
See, I don't get that. And Tony, I don't either. You're a money guy, so why would a bank... You know, normally I would think a bank, when you have a pending transaction...
Yeah, they wouldn't do that.
You reach out to the bank and you say, hey, I don't know what this is. And they will say, okay, if you want to dispute it, we will do that and cancel your card. And then they will usually stop the transaction because it's in progress. The money has not been exchanged. Why would a bank not do that?
See, the banks, at least the ones that I have, they... don't give you any credit. You got to dispute it after it's been posted.
Right.
After the pending process. Oh. And then you can dispute the charge.
Yeah, so I didn't know 60 that. Or 90 days later, I'll get it. So I'm not able to get the rest of mine until the... So it'll be interesting next week. It'll be, about midweek. It'll be like an experiment.
Well, listen, I've got jury duty Monday. And so you're going to go ahead and take one of those Adderalls
for
Monday.
Yeah, I'll save one for Monday, yes.
Because I don't want my guest host to be like, oh, my God, what is going on here? It's Scott Beeson. He's a good guy, but... Yeah. Just,
I am going to take some extra ashwagandha.
And that is?
That's sort of natural. I take a combination of pharmaceutical...
Is it ayahuasca?
Natural. No, ashwagandha.
Mm.
And what I do is I'm not supposed to take them at the same time, according to Rhonda Dial with Herbal Homestead. So I have to wait 2 hours. So I'll take my pharmaceuticals in the morning. Then I have to wait 2 hours to take my natural ones. The bad thing is I have ADHD, and I have a hard time remembering, and I'll forget. It'll be like the end of the day, and it's like still in my pocket. So I have issues like that. But I'm going to make sure that I take the extra ashwagandha. In lieu of that, I don't know what will happen.
Yeah,
we'll
makes me wonder. What if we did get you to do ayahuasca?
No, like ashwagandha.
No, I understand, but ayahuasca is
that something different?
It's something different. And apparently, I was watching this show, and it was called Kentucky Ayahuasca, I think. And so it's this church that's run by this ex-con. Out in Kentucky, out in the mountains. He runs this almost rehab center. And you pay X amount of dollars, and you come out there for 3 days, and he does these rituals where he gives you this natural drug called ayahuasca, and it's kind of like shrooms or whatever. It makes you trip. And they talk you through your problems for your past, things that make you the way you are, and the people allegedly come out on the other side fixed, like better, and have this clarity about life, and like they solve their depression and all this stuff. And I don't know if it's all BS or what, but these people seem to think it works. And I'm wondering, maybe our first over the line investigative piece, we send John Bird to an ayahuasca camp where he tests it out. But then, at the same time, what if it changes you and you are normal and then you're not as much fun?
Or what if it changes me and I murder everyone there?
That's true, too.
See? Because, I don't know, I don't know what would be going on. It might turn me into a maniac.
I feel like my ideas are not as good as they used to be. Every time I come up with an idea, they don't turn out.
Well, but you know what? The worst idea is the one not brought up. So if you don't bring up an idea, how are you going to know if it's going to work? You keep doing what you're doing. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I have faith in you. I have faith in him. You know what? I have faith in you too, Petey. I have faith in Tony. I believe in this podcast, and I believe in America, and I believe that you should take care of your mental health. you know, I've got circumstances where it's making it more difficult. But you know what? Our forefathers, the founding fathers of this country, they had it tough too. What about the depression that they had? They fought through it. And they died for what they believe in. So you know what? I can do without a little bit of Adderall for a few days. God bless America.
I was about to say something else. That was very... well, I actually pull that, and we're going to start running commercials during our podcast. And
yeah,
we're going to pull John Bird speeches and put them as commercial breaks in our shows coming up. So,
I only speak truth that is on my heart.
That's good. So I'm just trying to get through the timeline real quick so we can move on. So car situation, shower, Adderall, $120. Where are we at after that?
Mm-hmm. Microwave.
Microwave.
Yes. I've had it for a while. Microwave died. We've got a spare one, but it's an old one, and I don't know how well it's going to work. I don't know if it'll burn the house down. But I was going to microwave a dinner. It was delicious.
What was it?
Healthy Choice, a fajita bowl, one of my favorites. So I put it in there. I did little buttons. Push it. Nothing worked. I'm like, So unplugged it. Plugged it back in. Nothing worked. It was at that point that I took the delicious and nutritious Healthy Choice fajita bowl and threw it against the wall where it exploded.
Really? Was it still frozen?
Yes, it was still frozen.
Okay. So you didn't put a hole in your wall?
No, it actually came apart. it hit like the corner of the cabinets and the wall.
Yeah, I get it.
And, you know, pretty much at that point, I had just absolutely had it, you know, and you're kind of waiting for the next shoe to drop. Mm-hmm. And I'm really worried about tomorrow because I'm not going to attempt after the podcast today to fix my windshield or my side window, which I can do. I've done before because the high is 31. So I'm going to wait for tomorrow where it's much warmer and the high will be 41.
Yeah, much warmer.
Yes. So because I've got to fix it because I am not. After I leave this podcast studio and get on 459 and drive back home, I do not plan on riding with the window down again.
Okay, so high today is 30. That's what it is right now.
All right.
Tomorrow, like you said, 41, but the low is 14, so make sure you pick the right time of day.
Yeah.
And then the next day, which is Monday, low 25, high of 51, and then we are in the 60s for a high the rest of the week. So you'll get your window fixed, but it won't really matter because it won't be cold any longer.
Well, it will matter to me, because even 54 or 60, when you're going 80 miles an hour on the
interstate, it's a lot on your face.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I asked you to record a video of you on the interstate driving, you know, while your window was down.
Things I do for this show.
And I wanted to see him. I hadn't looked at him yet, but I wanted to watch him live on this podcast. I thought it would actually be pretty funny. So, Tony, if you could, give me that video of him where he's driving down the interstate. Let's play this real quick. This is good.
I'm now driving home. As you can see, my window is halfway down, and I'm freezing my ass off. It's even worse when I come in the morning. And driving at night is unbearable. You can hear the wind roaring through my car. I can barely feel my fingers. Let me give you one more view of the window. Here it is.
John Bird! John, what?
Yeah.
You dropped your phone out of the window?
It's worse.
What happened? You didn't wreck your car, did you?
I ran over it.
Oh, my God.
So I had
God.
To get off at the
that
exit.
Really happened?
And come back around and go to the exit and come back around and get it.
Wow.
But, I mean, it still works. That little iPhone 8 is tough.
So the second video that you had, this is...
Well, this is something I decided to do. I decided to do this so I could help people out because I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. It was too cold. Replace the window.
So this is after you broke your phone?
Yes. So I shot a video when I got home.
Oh, I see. It's cracked.
I was going to show everybody how to put a garbage bag over their window.
Okay.
Sort of a YouTube how-to video.
Yeah. Unmute us there, Tony, on the desktop, and let's play this video right quick. This is, oh, my God.
Hey, everybody. I made it home. I had to go to the next exit and come back around and go to another exit and come back around to get my phone. It does have a crack in it, but it still works. Somebody drove over it, but it was like a Ford Fiesta or something, so it wasn't heavy. So as you can see, I figured what I would do is make a video of how to cover your window when it won't go all the way up. I wanted to make sure that my misfortune could be used to help others. So this is the window. As you can see, it won't go up. Now, it's getting ready to rain, so I need a way to put it up there until I can work on it on the weekend. So the easiest thing to do is I got a couple of trash bags.
Oh, there's nothing worse than having to drive with trash bags.
Now I've got a pair of scissors.
It's very explanatory.
I've got some duct tape. This is very important. Okay.
It is.
So, and since it's going to take a little while, and I don't have a lot of memory left on my telephone, on my cell phone, I'm going to speed it up.
His age is
so
showing.
So you can see the process all the way until the end. So here we go. Okay.
He was in pause for
what
it's
I'm
like
going
you
to
forgot what he's
do
doing.
Is you can see I can't tape it on the top because it would break out. I guess I could, but I would have to crawl out the other side. Actually, that's the way to do it. Okay. That's the way to do it. Okay, I'm going to speed it up again. And here you go. A foolproof way to keep yourself from freezing on the interstate or getting rained on. I hope this helps somebody out there. I'm John.
So hopefully it will help some people out. So I just got to get my, and I guess we add to the, you know, the screen getting fixed. I guess we add that to.
Yeah,
the,
that's that. Maybe that's number six. I seem to think that the fact that your glasses broke earlier this week, that maybe that was the very start, and you've been miscounting this the whole time.
Man, that would be great. That means nothing could go wrong tomorrow.
Don't say that. Do not say that.
I can't believe you dropped your phone outside the car.
And it seemed like it rolled for about 5 minutes.
Well, I was going 80.
My God, dude. Whoosh.
But somebody, I want to say thank you to whoever that Ford Fiesta was. I think it was a Ford Fiesta that tried to hit the brakes. I do appreciate that, but it could have caused a major, shakeup on the interstate. But, that's just kind of weak it's been.
Yeah.
And
we were going to name this video, or I think we did name this video, John Bird's. Or Bird's Bad Week.
Yeah.
Maybe we should change it to Bird's Week of Hell.
Yes.
Bird's Week from Hell.
Yes. I mean, there's so many ways you can describe this week. None of them are positive.
No, not a lot of.
But, you know, the good thing is next week is coming. Or the bad thing is next week is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think everything's gonna be okay.
By the way, I noticed people in the chat are like, Andrew, Alabama and Tennessee is playing basketball right now. Listen, I'm a true fan, okay? So I've got the Tennessee-Alabama game playing right here and have the entire time. Tennessee's up 55-41, in case anybody's wondering. Yeah, hopefully next week will be okay. I feel guilty for not being there Monday. Which, by the way, did y'all hear the text message we got on the show? About how I'm an awful American because I'm trying to get out of my civic duty because it's a little inconvenience. Guess what, buddy? It's not a matter of inconvenience for me. It's an inconvenience for the thousands of people that listen to us every day.
Yes.
It's an inconvenience for the process of us trying to do our little part to save this country because I don't want to take a day off. It ain't got nothing to do with convenience and everything to do with what we do day in and day out. And I hope you're listening.
Yep. Oh, and remember we had the gentleman that said he thought that we were the best show on the station, but that you needed to grow up and stop with this nonsense.
That was a lady. Let me read that real quick. That was on a post I had made. By the way, I changed my profile picture on Facebook for the first time in like years. I just put a picture of me and Trish. I just saw the picture.
Sweet.
I was like, hey,
let's put
good.
A heart there.
Did you? Good.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what the comment's been deleted, so they must have heard us talking about it.
Ah.
Never mind.
But you get the gist of it.
Well, it was something along the line, and I don't, listen, maybe I took it wrong, what she was saying. It seemed to be a lady. There was no profile picture, and I don't even remember the name. But it seemed like what she was saying was, we got a lot going on. This country's going to hell, and you're really good, and I love your show, but you got to quit with the silliness. Again, this is not a quote. I'm just, from what I remember it saying, it was that vibe. And I thought, you know, what we've been doing, and Tony, you can attest to this, what we've been doing over the past 2 years, and it's hard to believe that the line is only 2 years old on 99.5.
Wow.
And we have made leaps and bounds in that time slot. This is what brought us to the dance, what we're doing. We've been silly from day one. And we're silly for our own sanity because we talk about a lot of heavy stuff, a lot of things that make John Bird give the double middle finger to the computer screen
yes.
every single day. And so we've got to have a little bit of that comedy in there because it gives us a moment to relax and stay fresh. You know how many people get burnt out on politics because they just get so locked into it?
Yep.
And they don't do nothing but watch news all day. I was listening to, I don't know if it was a national deal or a 99.5 deal, but there was one of our weekend shows on as I was on my way over here. And they were talking about how a guy had texted in and said something about his dad or somebody they know was like so freaked out because all he does is watches the news and he sees all this doom and gloom and he's trying to calm the guy down and he don't know how to do it. We'll just take a break for a minute.
Yes.
And we talk about every single day, and this is the basis of our show, but at the same time, we want to take a little break. And I say all that to say, I didn't take offense to the lady that commented on Facebook. If you comment on my stuff, there's a good chance I'm going to bring it up.
Right.
I mean, if you say anything to me, there's a lot of my family that won't say stuff to me because they're scared I'll bring it up on the radio. It's just a thing. And again, I'm not taking shots at this lady. She seems like a dedicated listener, and we appreciate that.
Yes, very much. Very much so.
But we got to continue to have a little bit of fun. You saw the reaction when we tossed out the idea of getting rid of the Wheel of Segments.
Wow.
P. Diddy, what do you think would happen if we got rid of the Wheel of Segments? You think there'd be a riot? You think there'd be a January 6th at 99.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, people would riot. They would burn the building down.
Well, see, here's the difference with you. Say, if you were on Jocks, you could be 100% serious all the time, and it wouldn't hurt anybody's feeling because it's sports, but we're talking about real life situations, and when you go 100% fact all the time and get the hardcore stuff out there, it's hard to listen all the time. Even I couldn't do it every day.
Well, the comparison was, and I think I heard this in two different places, was Rush Limbaugh was never goofy. He was straight politics all the time, and I'm like, but I'm not Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
I've never claimed to be Rush Limbaugh. I'm never going to be Rush Limbaugh. He's the GOAT. I'm never going to be his stature, but I do want to be myself. I don't want to get on there and for me and you to put on a show that everybody else is doing. We have tried very hard to avoid that, and I think we've done a good job. But if making us or people being able to tell the difference between us and some national show that sounds like 20 other national shows is a poop story, I'd be more than happy to do it.
Yeah. Even soldiers get leave. You know, that's the way, I look at it. Comedy stuff that we do, I call it levity, because I can tell you right now, could not work at Talk 995.
No, you'd burn your own condominium down.
Yes. I mean, I would. I have to have that levity, and I am getting more invested in it. And to me, it's even more important that you have those breaks, because you go into it deep, man. When you hit it hard, you know, and you're very passionate, and it, you know, gets folks, really worked up. So I think it is important to have that, you know, that lighter side to it.
Yeah. That is what it is. Again, I'm bringing it up. I'm not like mad about it, even taking offense to it, because we hear stuff like this all the time. But now that I noticed she deleted the comment, I'm kind of like, well, I hope it didn't make her mad. I wasn't trying to do all that. I just thought it was a good discussion to have, and plus it gives me the opportunity to kind of poll the audience, which we did, and mm-hmm. we said, and I knew. We knew what the reaction was going to be, but we just didn't know how much of it was going to be.
Right.
We said, should we get rid of the Wheel of Segments? And that's not the only time we're goofy. We start off with, my monologue consists of whatever's happening to me personally. Mm-hmm. We start off talking about that, and then we get serious, maybe a little funny in between, just depending on what's going on, and then we'll say, it's why I do it at the end of the show.
Right.
Like, I don't want to end the show with people running around with their hair on fire. I want everybody smiling.
Yes.
About somebody crapping on a plane before they stop listening to my show every day.
See, and that's something different. A lot of people use, like, food and other types of categories to talk about during their downtime, not talking about the news, you know. Why not poop stories?
Everybody's got their, I mean, Leland has fun all the time.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the big things that actually drew me to his show back when he was on 100.5, which I believe was WAPI, mm-hmm. which is the same station we're associated with now, but they were on a different signal in a different studio, I believe. And then he left with the 101, and then back to 99.5 when it was created in 2016. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, you want to talk about a good time to like start a new talk radio station? Do it during an election year.
Yeah.
That's pretty genius. And they took off. And unfortunately for me, I got Leland's leftovers as Leland left 101, and he said, hey, y'all call this kid. He's pretty good. Y'all need to hire him. I didn't really know Leland at that point. We were just acquaintances. Mm-hmm. And I got in there, and, of course, 99.5 was just blowing us out of the water the whole time. We didn't stand a chance. We tried to pretend like we were doing good, but we were putting on good shows, but there wasn't a whole lot of people listening to us.
Yeah, if you don't get support from
especially that company.
Yeah.
No support, no sales staff, nothing.
Yeah, we've all been through that.
This is the 99.5 is a whole new world on that mm-hmm. front. You can tell by the partners and the advertisers we talk about on our show. It's a whole different planet.
The advertisers at 99.5 are awesome, personally, by the way.
Yes, and our executive producer is one of them. He's been with us since the beginning.
That's right.
But I've met a lot of the other owners and wife has, and they're actually really good people.
Well, and it goes to the point of when we talk about, like, every opportunity there is for us to use the guys that are on our show, mm-hmm. we use them.
Right.
EcoView Windows, Chuck Davis, who else? APS, Noto Roofing, all of these guys between us. We're using them, so we know whether or not these guys are doing a good job, and that's why we trust them with you, the listener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't forget Mandu, too.
Mandu.
Mandu, baby.
Mandu, baby. Mandu, look at that.
Shout out to Paul.
Shout out to Paul, baby. Look at that. Peyton hates when I do that, by the way.
Yeah.
Do I do it a lot? Do I do it too? Not a lot. Do I do it too much?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Like, even with my... Even if I have a friend over.
Did your friend say
you
something
do it
about
in front
it?
Of your
no, but I've witnessed.
Turn the mic
you
towards
you.
What'd you say?
I've witnessed you do it in front of my friends.
What did they say? Were they impressed?
No. I don't want to know what they said. Stop asking me.
Oh. Well, I mean, if they ever say something good about it, like, at least let me know.
No.
Mm.
Tried to impress 13 and 14 year
old. I don't remember doing that. I don't remember doing that. When did that happen? Never?
Yeah, it's happened before.
How many times?
Probably like two.
Okay, that's not bad.
Next time he brings his girlfriend over, just do a big flex, right? And, you know, like rip the shirt off and just do
Hulkamania.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be getting weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
We won't do that. I've done a lot better about that as of late. I've tried to, you know, stay relaxed, stay cool and calm. By the way, shout out to everybody that's watching us live. I see. Oh, my buddy Brian, a wild hair jerky.
Wild hair jerky.
He said, "I need a pin." He's like, "Where's Andrew's pin?" Do I? Oh, perfect.
Oh God,
that's the Trump pen.
Oh yes,
that's fancy.
That's when I stayed at the Trump Las Vegas hotel.
Yes, this is Trump Las Vegas pen. Oh yeah, I like that. Hold on, let me see.
This is before he even ran or anything.
Donald Trump, wow. Las Vegas. How do I look?
Man. You
good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do I look smart?
You wear it well.
You try it.
Okay.
Okay, give
See,
it back.
See, I can't pull it off.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't pull it off.
Don't let him hold it too long. That pen still works.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that.
See, I mean, I can't pull it off.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll do the pen stuff. But shout out to my lovely bride who's in here with us.
Yay!
We got Boomer. We got Jack from Coleman, Tim, everybody. We're on two different platforms. Actually, we're on four platforms. Did we find out if we are going live on Twitter or not? There is a way to go live on Twitter, but it has not allowed us to do that yet. I don't know why. I don't know how that works. I know how to go live from my phone on Twitter, like if I'm just recording myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the software we use, it tells us it's going to put us on Twitter, but it never does.
Do you have your Twitter link?
Yeah, I think.
Don't you have to like pay to go live?
On Twitter?
You have to have that
check mark.
Twitter Plus, Twitter Blue, or whatever.
Oh.
Twitter Premium, maybe? Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
What happened to X? Did they just change their mind?
No, it's called X. We just still call it Twitter. By the way, shout out to Elon Musk, who's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Elon.
I love that guy. And let's be honest, he's getting a little red-pilled, but at the same time, as long as you're in the middle, you seem red-pilled. Because if you go back and you look at Donald Trump has always been where Donald Trump is now. And he's not far right. He's not even Republican-ish. He is in the middle, and he's always been in the middle. And society has advanced. You've got the left and the right. Everybody's moved left.
Everything's moved, yep.
The right has moved to the middle, and the left has moved way, way out there, which is really made a bigger group of people, because now you've got the people on the right that are now combined with the people in the middle. And then the left is just, there's not as many people out there that are down on this side that are truly out there. People are bamboozled into voting Democrat.
Yeah.
But there are far more Americans that are right there in the middle than people realize. And I think we're going to see that in November.
You mess with their pocketbooks, you got trouble.
That's it, baby. That's it. It's all about the Benjamins. Speaking of which, did you hear us talking, Tony, Friday about the usdebtclock.org?
Oh, yeah.
Which we keep, we don't have it right now, but we normally have the U.S. debt clock showing in the studio on a regular basis.
$34 trillion plus, baby.
$34 trillion. And did you agree with me when I was talking about that when the central bank decides America's got to pay up, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't have the money. What are they going
to
do?
Now, to sum this all up, basically, to the layman's terms, we own the country. So if you're a citizen or taxpayer, you're an owner of the country. If you have a Social Security number, that's basically your employee identification number. The Federal Reserve is not owned by the government or us. It's a separate entity. So basically, We own the country. The country owes them all that money. Ugh. So we're responsible for all the money that they're supposed to get.
Mm.
Does
scary.
That make sense?
Yes. It's terrifying, though.
We own
though.
This country, literally our people. We own the country and all the debt it comes with it with our Social Security number, et cetera.
So when they want you to pay the debt, do they come directly to you? To me?
It depends. It depends if they play nice or not, because technically they could go as far as seizing assets and everything. If you got a mortgage, gone. I mean, you know.
The government is in the business of ultimatums. We can look during the COOF, the Ovid K, and the V's that people, hey, if you want to keep your job, get the thing, you know, so on and so forth. I bet the central bank will be no different, and they'll say, okay, we won't come seize your property, but you're going to have to agree to doing this. And what is this going to be?
Mm-hmm.
A digital currency?
Now,
one world government?
Now, see, there's a digital currency. However, we own the government. The government is still its own entity, just like a company, so it can file bankruptcy and you can restructure as well. So we could split the country into two or three different parts and rename it, just like the Soviet Union became Russia. They had to restructure.
But is that going to be dictated by who is in power at the time?
That depends. It really depends on who we owe the money to, whoever that may be. And whether or not they want it back or not, because it really all the countries have debt. It's just a matter of how far will they let it go, because we're in a debt-based driven system.
I'll tell you what, if y'all sit down and talk to Tony Gump for like 2 hours, you'll be scared out of your mind.
It's
you
real complex, but just be scared of the CBDCs.
Not CBD.
No, CBD's good.
CBD's good, but CBDC be scared of.
Yeah, that basically gives them control over everything, you know.
Don't want that.
Mm-mm.
Well, Bird, we only got so much time left, and now that we're talking about your bad week, all
yes.
of these things, we think six bad things have happened to you since just like in a four-day span.
Yes.
They're supposed to come with threes, but you got lucky and got a six-pack.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I don't know anything about this, but you say you wrote a song for us. About your bad week, and
it just came to me. And you know, it's not a blues song, because usually the blues comes from difficult times, and it is a song that most people will recognize, but I changed the words to it.
What's the original song?
Bad Day.
Okay.
I knew that was coming,
and I just stretched it out to Bad Week.
Okay, that's
so
fair
I'll,
enough.
I'll grab my guitar.
Go grab your guitar. We'll get a little We'll see what people feel about this. P. Diddy, how do you think this is going to go?
I think it's going to be great.
As a matter of fact, John Bird has been giving P. Diddy a lot of advice on playing guitar, because you're trying to learn,
yep.
which you're doing pretty good. You've been working on Smoke on the Water, Brain Stew by Green Day. You sent me some videos of that. It's pretty good. Doing good.
Just keep at it, my young friend.
Yeah, just keep in touch with John Bird. John Bird will show you exactly what to
up.
Do. Tony Gump, are you ready for this?
I'm ready, sir. Okay.
And after he's done, the energy of his bad week is going to be placed upon these sheets of paper.
Yes.
And he is going to crumble them up and throw them away and officially be done with the John Bird's week from hell.
Yes.
So whenever you're ready, John Bird, you take it away.
Where is the mercy when you need it the most? You freeze off your ass and your breath turns to frost. You spend Monday night on a nasty couch. You can't get no sleep, so you're a grouch. And I don't need no caring on. My car is frozen and the window is broke. Climb in your car and you're wearing a cloak. I'm heading for home down the interstate. My heater's on high, I'm sitting on a hot plate. And I just want to get back home. Cause I had a bad week, I'm getting knocked down. It all goes wrong as I fall to the ground. A real
how it went wrong. It's just 1 week, but for me it's too long. I had a bad week, it keeps going on. I wanna give up, cause no luck can be found. I had a bad week. I had a bad week. I want a nice shower, so I hop in the tub. Out comes I, shrinking my wiener and nuts. My hot water heater's up and died, and even my microwave is fried, and I could use some cheering up. Cause I had a bad week, I'm getting knocked down. It all goes wrong as I fall to the ground. I really don't know just how it went wrong. It's just 1 week, but for me it's too long. I had a bad week, it keeps going on. I wanna give up, but no luck can be found. Cause I had a bad week. I had a bad week. Unauthorized charge on my bank account. Out of Adderall as my anxiety mounts. Wonder what else could go wrong. Man, I had a bad week. Yes, I had a bad week. Well, I had a bad week.
That was absolutely amazing. Wow.
And now I'd like to. This is going to be great.
Just throw it across the room.
Throw it towards the camera.
That's what I'm going to do.
Do you it. Ready? Get rid of that bad energy. There you go.
Yes.
Hey now.
Man, I'm feeling good. I am happy, happy, happy. I'm a happy boy.
You look like a new man, my friend.
I feel like a new man.
That was phenomenal. If there's ever a song that I heard for the first time and I said that needs to be John Bird Plays the Guitar, let's make that happen. Oh, yeah, that's right. We can't do it again.
We can't do it again. Well, I don't want to invite back in that negative energy. And the good thing is, with my horrible memory, I don't remember it.
Well, here's what I'll do. Mm-hmm. As long as this doesn't mess up the vibe, I will just replay it on Tuesday.
Yeah, that will be fine because it's not me physically doing it. It's a recording.
That song
of
will never be done again.
No.
We can go back and listen to it.
Okay. Yes.
I just want to make sure. That was great, man. That actually made my day. I want to thank everybody that has been watching this live. You guys are freaking awesome. Every one of y'all, if I missed you, I'm sorry, but love you long time, and we'll do this again soon. We're going to try to make the live streams a normal thing and get in the groove where you guys know when we're going live and when we're not.
Yeah.
Most of y'all watch on the backside, but we got big plans for this podcast. Tony Gump, you got anything before we get out of here?
No, everybody have a good weekend and get ready to rock and roll for next week.
That's right, baby. John Bird's going to have a great week. P. Diddy, any final words before we get out of here?
No, I don't think so.
I want to congratulate John Bird on making it through the week from hell.
I feel great.
How'd you feel about his song?
It was good.
Come on, bro. Come on.
He was really getting into it. And John Bird, final words.
Yes. God bless America. And I hope everybody has as good a coming week as I'm going to have.
Great.
You're jealous. You're going to be jealous. That's how great. Nothing could go wrong. I'm saying it right now. Nothing will go wrong for me next week. It's going to be the best week of my life. Take it to the bank, Central Bank. I just came up with that.
Yeah, don't take it to the Central Bank.
Yeah, don't take it
there. Yeah.
All right, we're out of here. Until next time, see you, cuz.